your way. You ain't cool if you don't hold her hands. You know, she cooking in the kitchen, just walk behind and pat on her head. Hey, baby. You made her weak. She'll go into shock and tell her, I don't want no sex, I just love your shape. Men cannot deliver because they never received. Matter of fact, this next point is important. We demand from men when they cannot give. And that's the hard part for the women. You keep telling the man, talk to me. Let's just talk. And the guy says, about what? To spend this evening with me and do what? Let's go for a job. Why? Let's go for dinner. That's too much money. I mean, the guy just, it's just problems in his head. And so she basically realizes that this marriage is really about eating at the table for 20 minutes, sex in the bed for 2 minutes. Yes. And he going to bed. And in the morning he asks, did you pay the light bill? That's it. That's this wedding. That's marriage for most people. It's just this maintenance talk and, you know, getting some experience with sex. That's all. Because they have no training about how to father a wife. That's why you're suffering. Some of you women here, you are 40 and unmarried because you're still looking for this father. This model, this person who can treat you with honor. And they're hard to find. My father always kissed my mother around us. Always hugged her. He was always holding her hand. He'd make breakfast for her. And we grew up watching this. He'd run the tub for her. I'm like, and now I'm doing the same thing to this woman right here. See this? My father was a model. It wasn't straight. He would hug us and kiss us. And my son, then he'd tell you, I still hug him. He hugged me. Why? Because father, the Bible says, Jesus, my father loves me, he said, my father loves me. How can a big son like Christ say that? My father loves me. Most men don't know if their father loves them. Never been hugged by their father. Never been kissed. Oh my God. The Bible says, kiss the son so the father may rejoice. Talking about Jesus Christ. Kiss Jesus. Yes. He ain't no sissy. A kiss is an expression of love for someone. It's tough for men. Write this down. What do you do if your earthly father was a failure? And we're going to deal with this next week. Don't miss the session. What do you do what? I can't hear you. If your earthly father was a failure. And you know this morning if he was. I gave you a definition. You can sit here right now and figure him out. Yep. He was not a real father. He supplied the sperms, but he didn't father me. And this goes for men and women. Well, here's what Jesus said. It's a solution. He says, if your father on earth wasn't a good father, then he says in Matthew 5:48, be perfect, therefore, as your father in heaven is perfect. You got a model. You can pick up here next week, and I'm going to show you the model. You're going to be so amazed of how wonderful it is to be a good father and to be with a good father and to find a good father. Brother, it ain't hard to be a good father. It's just that we haven't had the model. I'm going to show you the model, and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to look at specifics in the model, how to be a good father. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. The about the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Was following him, and he didn't know who he was. Praise God. More importantly, he wanted to know, what is it that I was missing? Praise God. I got all of these folk ripping and running behind this man. Praise God. I'm clueless as to why they are running behind him. So curiosity got the best of him. And so he wanted to know something about this man called Jesus. Oh yeah, so he ran. Isn't that what your text says? That's what it says in the New International Word. It said that he ran ahead of the crowd. Now let me just tell you something, because you know when I preach, I'm going to do some research on some stuff. Back in those days, praise God, people of wealth, especially if they were governmental officials, they never ran anyway. They never ran anywhere, praise God. They walked where they had to go. But Zacchaeus ran ahead so that he could get up a tree. Praise God. In other words, Zacchaeus had the curiosity of a child. Amen. Maybe he had already read what Luke had written in Luke 18, verse 17. Put it up on a marquee, praise God, because he said, the word say, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it, praise God. So we don't know why Zacchaeus took that run. Some, praise God, say that Zacchaeus was already convicted by his sins, and he was trying to run to Jesus. Amen. That's a good place to run. They saw, praise God, that Zacchaeus had been wanting to see Jesus, and that he knew that this was his big opportunity. However, I doubt that. I doubt that, because if I look at crowds today, praise God, and I know some of these young folk, don't y'all get mad with me, because this is your day. This is Youth Sunday. Praise God. I know all the times when I was at school, I tried to tell the kids, don't you, when they get in a fight, you see the crowd fighting and acting a fool, praise, don't you run to it, because 99.9% of all of our kids, if they see a fight going on, guess what? They ain't going to be running around the track trying to stay in shape. They're going to be running over there to try to see what's going on. Praise God. And that's the time you ought to be backing up. That's the time you ought to be walking away. Praise God. That's the time you need to go get some official. Praise God, and tell them to come in, because I got two people down there tearing each other's hair out of their head. Praise God. And something need to be done. Amen. So Zacchaeus, like a kid, praise God, ran to get up a tree. Amen. You see, he was curious. He was curious as to what was going on. And I see, praise God, that our message will never change. I'm going somewhere. Our message, I'm talking about the message of the cross. I'm talking about the message of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. Praise God. Our message, praise God, it should never change. But let me tell you something. Our methods, praise God, of doing things may have to change if we want to spark the curiosity of some of those younger folk who want to come and unite with us, so that we move them from membership to discipleship. Amen. I want that to sink in for a minute. Our message always going to be the same. But our methods of doing things, praise God, may have to change. Amen. I'm not just talking about here at Second Union. I'm talking about all of the churches, praise God, throughout Central Louisiana. And not only throughout Central Louisiana, because I traveled the state, praise God. I'm talking about throughout the state, praise God. There has been a scattering of our children from church, praise God. Maybe we need to do something, praise God, that will spark their curiosity, praise God, to get them to come on in the door. Praise God. You want to know why I believe a lot of people don't come to church as much as they used to? Praise God, we might be the problem. We just might be the problem. When we get ready to go to church, we ought not get up in the morning. Oh, Lord, I got to go to church again. Praise God, when we're talking about church, oh, Lord, I'm going to church. No, we are. We ought to be excited. We ought to be excited about going to church. Praise God, and especially if we got some young folk around us, amen, because if they see your excitement, that's going to spark their curiosity. Praise God, about why in the world. Man, if Momo going to church, why is she excited about going to church? Why is Papa excited about going to church? And that's because church, praise God, is the thing that's done so much for us. And praise God, once we are excited about what we are doing, praise God, that would spark the curiosity of some of these young folk. And they'll come back into church. So Zacchaeus was he was curious. And you already heard the Bible says that he was a short man. Praise God. And he could not see over those people. Praise God, over the crowd, those folks. In other words, that tell me he wasn't 6'3". That tells me he wasn't 6'4". It tells me he wasn't 5'7". He was a short man. Praise God. How short? I don't know. But guess what? He didn't let his shortness stop him from seeing Jesus. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. And praise God, this is why I jumped on board, if you don't mind me digressing for a minute. Because there was some folk who used to say we shouldn't sing certain songs. And I know that there are some songs that we sing that we ought not sing. We have ought not never say that we holding the devil down. Got the devil under my feet while the Holy Ghost holding him down. Don't you ever sing that. Don't ever, when somebody's saying it, don't you get the pat in your hands, because that's crazy. Because how in the world are you holding the devil down under your feet? And the devil is giving me all kind of hell. You explain that to me. So don't ever sing that song. But there's a song, praise God, that people just say you shouldn't sing it. But I say, well, I think it's biblical. And it is, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't others doubt him? Do not pass me by. I think Zacchaeus, praise God, was singing that song. It's the reason why he ran up the tree. He said, Lord, Savior, do not pass me by. Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit often uses curiosity to bring people to an awareness of their lostness and their need for a Savior. And this is what he did with Zacchaeus. So we see his curiosity. We saw his condition. We see his curiosity. It was a curiosity that saved him. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we see the encounter Zacchaeus had with Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at verses 5 and 6, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So Zacchaeus came down, praise God, at once. And he welcomed Jesus gladly. Amen. Can I put your attention to the phrase, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up. You see, most of us, when we are walking down the street, even by ourselves, let alone with a crowd around us, very seldom will we look up. Amen. But look what happened, praise God. Jesus in this crowd, praise God. And when he got to the spot, amen, I'm talking about to the very spot where Zacchaeus was. Amen. It said that he looked up, and he called him by name. Now, can I stop here for just a minute? Praise God. You see, that's why I like the New International Version that says it was a sycamore fig tree. How many of y'all ever been in a fig tree? I remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother had four big fig trees. And we used to hide in those fig trees. People could walk by and they'll never know that we were in the fig tree. Praise God. But Jesus, when he got to the spot where Zacchaeus was, it says that he looked up. Amen. Jesus looked up because he knew that someone was lost. Praise God, up there in the tree. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. You see, I got to digress again. Amen. He looked up, which means to me, praise God, that everybody that's unsaved are not down and out. Amen. There are some folks who sitting in some high places. Amen. If I can call the roll this morning, praise God, there are some folk, praise God, who are vying for the highest office in this nation. Praise God, that's us the high places. There are some folk who are sitting in Congress. Praise God, in the House of Representatives and the House of Senate. Praise God, there's some high places. There are some folks that are sitting in the Supreme Court, sitting to make judgments over other folk in some high places. And praise God, what am I trying to say? Praise God, everybody that needs Jesus, praise God, is not just somebody that's low and out. So praise God, he looked up into the tree. He's looking up now. He's looking up, praise God, to those who are running for president. He's looking up for those who are running, praise God, for Congress. He is looking up because he has a message for him. I got a message for you, praise God, that I need you to come down to where I am. Don't sit in your high place just because you are a Democrat, or just because you are a Republican. Don't sit in your high place, praise God, because I don't care how high you go, you're going to need Jesus. Hallelujah. So we find that he looked up, and we know, praise God, how God, we don't know, excuse me, how God worked in the life of Zacchaeus. Oh, I'm not ready to close yet. It should never change. But let me tell you something. Our methods, praise God, of doing things may have to change if we want to spark the curiosity of some of those younger folk who want to come and unite with us so that we move them from membership to discipleship. Amen. I want that to sink in for a minute. Our message always going to be the same. But our methods of doing things, praise God, may have to change. Amen. I'm not just talking about here at Second Union. I'm talking about all of the churches, praise God, throughout Central Louisiana. And not only throughout Central Louisiana, because I travel the state, praise God. I'm talking about throughout the state, praise God. There's a seem like there has been a scattering of our children from church. Praise God. Maybe we need to do something, praise God, that will spark their curiosity. Praise God, to get them to come on in the door. Praise God. You want to know why I believe a lot of people don't come to church as much as they used to? Praise God, we might be the problem. We just might be the problem. When we get ready to go to church, we ought not get up in the morning. Oh, Lord, I gotta go to church again. Praise God, when we're talking about church, oh, Lord, I'm going to church. No, we are. We ought to be excited. We ought to be excited about going to church. Praise God, and especially if we got some young folk around us, amen, because if they see your excitement, that's going to spark their curiosity. Praise God, about why in the world. Man, if Mama going to church, why is she excited about going to church? Why is Papa excited about going to church? And that's because church, praise God, is the thing that's done so much for us. And praise God, once we are excited about what we are doing, praise God, that would spark the curiosity of some of these young folk. And he'll come back into church. So Zacchaeus was he was curious. And you already heard the Bible says that he was a short man. Praise God. And he could not see over those people. Praise God, over the crowd, those folks. In other words, that tell me he wasn't 6'3". That tells me he wasn't 6'4". It tells me he wasn't 5'7". He was a short man. Praise God. How short? I don't know. But guess what? He didn't let his shortness stop him from seeing Jesus. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. And praise God, this is why I jumped on board, if you don't mind me digressing for a minute. Because there was some folk who used to say we shouldn't sing certain songs. And I know that there are some songs that we sing that we ought not sing. We have ought not never say that we holding the devil down. Got the devil under my feet while the Holy Ghost holding him down. Don't you ever sing that. Don't ever, when somebody's saying it, don't you get the pat in your hands, because that's crazy. Because how in the world are you holding the devil down under your feet, and the devil is giving me all kind of hell? You explain that to me. So don't ever sing that song. But there's a song, praise God, that people just say you shouldn't sing it. But I say, well, I think it's biblical, and it is, "Pass me not, oh gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't others doubt him? Do not pass me by." I think Zacchaeus, praise God, was singing that song. It's the reason why he ran up the tree. He said, "Lord, Savior, Savior, do not pass me by." Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit often uses curiosity to bring people to an awareness of their lostness and their need for a savior. And this is what he did with Zacchaeus. So we see his curiosity. We saw his condition. We see his curiosity. It was a curiosity that saved him. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we see the encounter Zacchaeus had with Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at verses 5 and 6, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So Zacchaeus came down, praise God, at once. And he welcomed Jesus gladly. Amen. Can I put your attention to the phrase, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up. You see, most of us, when we are walking down the street, even by ourselves, let alone with a crowd around us, very seldom will we look up. Amen. But look, look what happened, praise God. Jesus in this crowd, praise God. And when he got to the spot, amen, I'm talking about to the very spot where Zacchaeus was. Amen. It said that he looked up, and he called him by name. Now, can I stop here for just a minute? Praise God. You see, that's why I like the New International Version that says it was a sycamore fig tree. How many of y'all ever been in a fig tree? I remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother had four big fig trees. And we used to hide in those fig trees. People could walk by and they'll never know that we were in the fig tree. Praise God. But Jesus, when he got to the spot where Zacchaeus was, it says that he looked up. Amen. Jesus looked up because he knew that someone was lost. Praise God, up there in the tree. And he, oh Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. You see, oh, Lord, I got to digress again. Amen. He looked up, which means to me, praise God, that everybody that's unsaved are not down and out. Amen. There are some folks who sitting in some high places. Amen. If I can call the roll this morning, praise God, there's some folk, praise God, who are vying for the highest office in this nation. Praise God, that's us the high places. There are some folk who are sitting in Congress. Praise God, in the House of Representatives and the House of Senate. Praise God, there's some high places. There are some folks that are sitting in the Supreme Court, sitting to make judgments over other folk in some high places. And praise God, what am I trying to say? Praise God, everybody that needs Jesus, praise God, is not just somebody that's low and out. So praise God, he looked up into the tree. He's looking up now. He's looking up, praise God, to those who are running for president. He's looking up for those who are running, praise God, for Congress. He is looking up because he has a message for him. I got a message for you. Praise God, that I need you to come down to where I am. Don't sit in your high place just because you are a Democrat or just because you are a Republican. Don't sit in your high place. Praise God, because I don't care how high you go, you're going to need Jesus. Hallelujah. So we find that he